This podcast is where comfort killers like myself explain useful, practical, and conscious strategies to help individuals all over the globe get up, get out, and get it done. Comfort is our number one enemy. Being comfortable is for average, ordinary, status quo folks who live their lives through social filters and under normal circumstances. Comfort killers walk a different path. We set big goals and accomplish them, achieve greatness through purposeful action, and share our experience to help save many. Get the heck off the hamster wheel and get uncomfortable already.
It's time to get up. It's time to get out. Up. It's time get to get it out. Done. Get it done.
It's time to get on.
Let you get uncomfortable with it. You know what I mean? It's time to get uncomfortable.
Good morning, comfort killers. This is another awesome episode brought to you by Stacy Cross of thecomfortkillers.com. I am here to spread light, to awaken, and to learn all at the same time. Again, I am Stacy Cross, and there is no E in my name. If you are here with me, then you know it's Thursday, or it's really any day that you decide to listen. So I'm glad you are here anyway. Today, I want to share with you five key things that is probably holding you back from greatness, from power, from wealth, expanding, from being, from solving, from growing, from earning, from exploring, just all around from creativity. Five creative blocks and what you could do to release them. Creativity, ladies and gentlemen, comfort killers, is a big word. And you know what we do with big words in our headquarters, okay? If you are a comfort killer, I want to acknowledge you and tell you thanks. Thank you for stepping it up in your life. Thank you for being a part of our army. The personal accountability and discipline that you set for yourself is outstanding. No one can come close in self-awareness, right? You know who you are, and you may still be figuring it all out, but we are always adapting to these beliefs. The belief that you are more, you deserve more, you are powerful, you are great, you are focused, you are beautiful, you are strong, you are the only person standing in your way, and you are, my friends, the creator. Hey, a little bit of Van Morrison just sneaking in there. I just dropped my highlighter and I needed a cue point so you don't hear me falling down off the chair to go try to pick it up under the table. And it, guess what? It worked. So you know these beliefs to be true. That's where we left off. You are a creator. At the end of the day, to be creative, you got to understand that you are a creator. And to understand you are a creator, you have to be self-aware. And to be self-aware, you got to be in understanding, in true understanding of what you want, okay, and why you are here. And sometimes I still don't know why I'm here, because things are happening at an unbelievable pace, at an unbelievable speed for me. It's almost like the universe is tossing these things because the universe cannot figure out how else to conspire for me, with me, to have me achieve my goals, which on paper, when I write them and I say them and I think them, and I believe them, and I don't hope for them. This is one thing that I don't do. I don't hope for goals. I have faith that they are already there. Okay, I'm working towards this thing. So when I put on the piece of paper that on 1/1/17, and I know you listen to that. If you listen to Freedom and Potential, Freedom Dates and Potential, I said it that 1/1/2017 is when I'm going to be leaving my resource center. Right? So you put that nugget, that crazy, big, scary, risky goal on a piece of paper. You think it, you believe it to be true already. And the universe goes crazy for you. Crazy, totally crazy. So I don't know why I'm here or what I'm doing or what's the true purpose, but I know that my goal, my mission is to teach millions how to get uncomfortable so they could think better, act better, and live better. And the think better is first on purpose. Because the think has to be there. You cannot act before you can think that you're about to act, okay? It's crazy. Most of this stuff is automatic. Right now, I'm holding up my right hand. I looked at my right hand because I made it purposeful, because I'm saying it at this point. But if I really wanted to just hold up my right hand, I had no thoughts, and it's so automatic. It's so submerged. It's so submerged in your subconscious already. So what I'm here to say is that you put that goal on a paper. You want to be something else. You want to be something big. You want to be something different, something amazing, something outstanding. You want to leave your mark. You want to leave your legacy. You're just trying to get better. The universe goes crazy and prepares you for that. So what I want to say is that, yes, I have the opportunity. Yes, I cannot believe it still yet, but I do believe it though. But yes, I am now a part of the Grant Cardone TV network, mygctv.com, grantcardonetv.com. You're going to see a show with your host, Stacy Cross, The Comfort Killers. Why is that? Why did that happen to me? Because if you follow this podcast, right? If you follow this podcast from podcast number one, to podcast number, I think we're on 35, 36, maybe even 37. I haven't looked at it. I just keep pumping these things out on Thursdays. And just to let you know, there's going to be another podcast, which will be entitled The Comfort Killers, which will stream directly from the show. And I'm going to add other things in there. And there's another podcast that we're dropping. And it's going to call You, Me, and the Entrepreneur. These are all video feeds that I'm going to stream and also make it audio. So my podcast friends could run and jog with it. Speaking of jogging, this will be what date is it? It is August 11th. This will be the 11th day in a row that I will be going out to jog. And I think personal development is key to building your creativity, to understanding who you are, to wanting better. Richard Sutton, Mr. PDQ of Amari Academy, came by yesterday. And if you have us on Facebook, you could check it out there. Came by yesterday and we were talking about this very thing. Okay, who you are, what are you here for? Self-awareness. And he said something that sparked something inside me. Okay. He said, you better prepare yourself. I don't think you're prepared for what's about to happen. And I thought on that topic all night. And I said, man, maybe because I'm going through it so like, oh my God, this happened. And I'm going to keep it moving. I'm going to keep growing. I'm going to keep finding my voice and showcasing what I know and I want to learn. And I'm going in it so naive that I don't know. And I'm not prepared for it. And that's a part of being creative and having a creativity process. And then we got in a huge discussion about change. And people aren't at the curve of change. And people aren't at the forefront. So when things happen, they're left reacting versus responding. And I'm like, okay, well, this is a new change for me. It didn't creep up on me. I know exactly where it's going. Now I have to up myself. Now I have to always up myself. I have to do things, highlight them, make them powerful within me. So that's what I wanted to help you do. 5 creative blocks and how to release them. These are creative blocks that held me down. Before we look up the word creativity, let's deep dive into what I believe it means. To me, to be creative means that you are able to look at old problems, old solutions, old ideas, old traditions, old wisdom, old way of doing things and create new solutions, new ways, new ideas, new problems. Whoa, Stacy. Why would I want to create a new problem is what you're asking me. Because I put there new ideas. That's fantastic. New ways, yes. New solutions, great. But new problems, why would I want to create new problems in my world? Well, I'm here to tell you. I am here to tell you why. Let's just say in business, if you look around and take stock of the entire thing, you are doing great. Okay, you're doing great in business. Your online presence is secured. Your products are top notch. Your revenue is peaked. What's peaked anyway, right? It's infinitum. So what's peak? I don't know. That's what you say. Then some creative person comes in after you, right? After you think everything is A-okay, if everything's peachy, we're doing great, we're just where we need to be, we're hitting our goals, we're hitting our targets every month, we're doing great, people are getting paid, we're helping the economy, we're doing just fine. That person comes in and says, you know what, let's open a new location. Let's add a new product. Let's collaborate with such and such. Let's do something new. Or someone decides to make that same business with the same business model, same structure. So now that's a problem. And you want to create problems because their solution is ever ending. It's never ending. It's abundant, all right? For every problem, there's 1,000 to 2,000 ways to do it. So that's creativity, looking at this thing, and there's used to be this one way of doing things. Now I'm going to look at the same thing and I'm going to find a different idea and a different way to do that to solve that very problem. You know, I think, and this is straight from Joyce Wyckoff, this is my reference for today. The book is called Mind Mapping, Your Personal Guide to Exploring Creativity and Problem Solving. Joyce, it's either Wyckoff or Wyckoff. I apologize. All right. So understanding the brain and creativity, children are naturally creative, unconventional, humorous, and easily bored. Our education system encourages discipline, conformity, silence, and regurgitation of the answer that teacher wants us to hear. So these traits are often stifled. So we've been stifling creativity for a while. Okay, we've been doing this to ourselves for a while. The education system's been doing it to us. Our families have been stifling it. Down to the art teacher, right? Staying between the lines, drawing between the lines, make these perfect lines. There's always some kind of right answer. I took art, I thought I loved it. I did. I took it in high school. I thought, oh, wow, this is something I want to explore. I kind of was going into my artsy, hipsy, hipster phase, right? And I wanted to take art. That shit was harder than freaking geometry. It was harder than my toughest English class. It was harder than physics. Why? Why was art hard? Because there were so much rules. There was this, you had to do it this way. And where's my creative process? Here. It's not. I didn't get a blank canvas and say, okay, let me see what you could do, Stace. Draw. Just go for it. No, we start with, first of all, we have to read about who did art and where did art appear in the 17th century and who are the artists of that time period. And I'm like, bro, I want to draw on a piece of paper. Why can't I just draw on a piece of paper? No, I can't Bob Ross the paper. So then therefore art was hard for me. And it took my creativity out of loop. So a great problem to have is to do something new, is to have a problem, first of all, in business or life. Look at it as a good thing. We always tend to look at problems as something bad, okay? So do not fight problems. Welcome problems like you do change. Welcome it all. A creative person understands that in order to grow, something has to change. A new problem must arise. Take your Merriam-Webster out or log into Merriam-Webster.com. Either way, let's look up the word creativity. Okay? According to MW, Merriam-Webster, damn, you know what? When I wrote that, I was like, I'm just going to say MW. I'm not going to say Merriam-Webster. Here I go. according to MW, Merriam-Webster. Shit, Stace. Creativity defines as, okay, the ability to make new things or think of new ideas. Okay, the ability to make new things or think of new ideas. Here are some words that revolve around creativity. Cleverness. Okay, imagination. Ingeniousness. Genie, here comes that jeans. Genie in a bottle. Genuine, generous. Innovativeness, invention. Originality, inventiveness, okay? Fruitfulness, productiveness, I hate when I read off these words and I go crazy. Productivity, capableness, resourcefulness, big one. Genius, of course, giftedness, talent, inspiration. Creative evolution, creative play, creativity, creato and creator. We're all talking about it. You are it, ladies and gentlemen. You are it. So the school system that wants order and discipline and the child who complies with the system in order to avoid failure or ridicule jointly establishes an environment of mediocrity. That's a scary word. Mediocrity. Average. Get that cat out of here. Get that cat out of here. Told you, every time I press record, she comes in sink. Okay. She's hungry. I gotta go feed her. The fear of failure begins to dominate the child's natural curiosity. Creativity training, okay, erases the negative messages of our education system and allows people to get in touch with their originality. People are like, okay, you're not original. Yeah, you are. You're unique. You have your own fingerprint. You have your own blood. Okay? You walk a different way. You talk a different way. You look. Your facial expressions are different. You look different. You're unique. You got your own set of genes, bro. You got your own set of DNA. You are different. You are original. We can't be original anymore. Come on, man. That's all I got to say is come on, man. So let's talk about the creativity process as per Joyce Wyckoff or Wyckoff. I probably Wyckoff in the book Mind Mapping, which is a book for comfort killers. Please, at your earliest convenience, go and get the book. The creativity process is as followed. Preparation, okay? Gathering information, concentrating on becoming thoroughly familiar with all aspects of the problem. You need a problem. The problem. What is my problem? My problem is I'm going on GCTV. Never did anything like this before, right? I want to keep the comfort killers alive within it. I want to give the problem is here. My goal is to teach millions how to get uncomfortable. I have this avenue, this open protocol avenue, this vehicle that will be that can enable that mission. That's my problem. How do I do it? So that's a great problem. It's not a bad problem. When we hear the word problem, we're like, oh, you got a drug problem. Okay? That's the problem. Fix it. That's a problem. Boom, boom. Fix it. Start turning those nuts and bolts and say, listen, this is a problem. Why does it affect me? Preparation. Here, write everything down. And then the second is incubation, taking time out, putting the problem away, letting the mind rest and gather energy. Because here's the problem. If I keep speaking and talking and living the problem, I won't have time to let the energy flow in to solve that problem. So put it out of the way. That's why sometimes when I go jogging, that's why I just put everything away. Let some creativity come. When I'm in the shower, I put it away. When I'm reading, I put it away. When I'm walking, put it away. I'm doing things around the house. When I'm cooking, put it away. Because guess what? That's when the solution comes. Or pieces of something that ties to a solution. Pieces of energy. Pieces of ideas. Pieces of the know-how. That's when the true genius comes around, is when you're not directly faced with the problem, you actually put it away. You gathered all the information. You looked at it. You're noticing that you have to come up with a solution. Then you put it away. Third step, illumination. That's the ha-ha. That's what it is. When the answer suddenly appears, often when you're completely relaxed and doing something else, such as jogging, showering, and driving the car. So incubation, take a time out, leave it away, put the problem away, illumination, the aha moment. This is when you come, it all comes together. And then the fourth one, this is the piece that a lot of people do not do. Okay. This is when all the shit comes together now. This is implementation, solving the practical problem, enlisting the support of other people, locating the necessary resource. Okay? Solving the practical problems, enlisting the support of other people, which no one does, and locating the necessary resources. Okay? Grant Cardone and his entire company now supports the Comfort Killers' cause. That's my problem, right? The universe had a bigger problem. The universe said, you know what? This girl named Stacy Cross, there is no E in my name, put a goal on her paper that she is to resign from her 9-to-5 on 1/1/17. We have no idea. She has no idea. But she's doing what she needs to do. All right. What's the fastest way that we could make this happen for her financially and also resourcefully? Boom. Here it is. And then even before that, my business partner, the way my business partner came in, it all happened so suddenly to a point where you're like, holy hell, I have people, I have support to solve my problems. Now, here are the five blocks that I promised you, and a quick way how to release them. Okay, because if you have the blocks to creativity, you always be stuck at the creative process number one, knowing that you have a problem. And then that's it. You'll be so involved in knowing you have a problem and you won't know how to solve it. Okay. So the creativity process, there are blocks. There are blocks to this process. And I want to help my comfort killers get out of those blocks. Today I'm drinking a detoxifying drink. So I'm detoxing. Beets, there's vinegar in here. My whole thing is messed up. I might have to run to the restroom after that. Okay. The first blocks, the locks. If you remove these locks and blocks, they will automatically increase your creativity. The first one is having the right answer. Looking always for the right answer. Most of our lives, we are taught to find the right answer, right? In the education system, your mom and poppy ask you a question. You know, you go off with your friends. What's the right answer? We get very little practice in generating lots of possible answers. All right, here's a quote that just solves that right there. Nothing is more dangerous than an idea when it is the only one you have. Boom. It's a quote from Emile Chartier that says it all. Stop looking for the right answer. Look for all answers for that problem. All possibilities for that problem. There's not one way to solve a problem. Okay? There isn't. We don't have to stay in the drawing the lines anymore. Okay? The second is, you're saying to yourself, that's not logical. Being logical, I think personally, drowns everyone's creativity. It makes them fearful and they don't go after their goal. They believe they can't do it. Listen, if I was a logical person, I'd be like, I wouldn't even have the Grant Cardone thing on the table right now. If I was logical, because I'd be like, I wouldn't even be in that space. I wouldn't even feel like I'd do it. I wouldn't even be around amongst this type of opportunity because I was logical. I would say, oh, I'm just going to stick to podcasting. I want to do it by myself. I don't think I could. The universe is not. The universe always conspires for those illogical and unreasonable individuals. Applying logic too early in the thinking process closes off avenues of thought which might have produced breakthrough ideas if they have been pursued. Again, applying logic too early in the thinking process closes off avenues of thought which might have produced breakthrough ideas if they had been pursued. The third one, being practical. Stop being practical. Being practical implies being judgmental. Early judgment is death to ideas. The dumbest ideas sometimes get translated into big wins if they aren't killed too early. If I was practical, I wouldn't say, I want to teach millions how to get uncomfortable. First of all, when I made that goal, I had no idea. I didn't even have a website. I just barely wrote a book, an ebook. I was suffering, okay? I was stagnant in my life. I was hitting up seminars thinking I was doing something. Broke. Unable to create. And here I am. If I was practical, I wouldn't have done that. So we have to move practicality out of here. The fourth one, that's not saying that's not my area. Okay? Many great discoveries occurred when someone was messing around in a new area. Here's a new area I'm messing around with. Video, business, entrepreneurship. Trying to tie all of these areas together and make sense of it. If I would have said, oh, well, that's not my place. I can't do that. Then I'm already cutting off all the creative juices of how to solve that problem. And the fifth one is basically saying, I am not creative. Basically telling yourself you're not creative. Why? Why are you saying that? How do you know? You were born creative. You were born from the creator. Now that sense and hence you are creative. You are also a creator of your own universe. Your creativity is still there and it's waiting. It's waiting. It is waiting. It is awaiting your awakening and your self-awareness. By saying I'm not anything, then yes, you are not anything. But listen, stop saying that because your ingenuity, your inner genius is sitting at bay saying when is when? When is what's going to happen? What is this person finally going to get it? Oh, I think they are. Oh, no, they didn't. They just said I'm not creative. I'll just sit back here. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to pay attention to how you're feeling, what you're saying to yourself, what you're doing in accordance to what you believe and in accordance to the stupid traditions that you gave yourself. You have to break away. You have to break away, start fresh, unlearn, then relearn. Because this world is so simple and works for you. When you realize that the world works for you, everyone on this planet supports you. They're playing a supporting role in your big ass movie. This is your big ass script. You could actually take this movie anywhere. You want it to be a blockbuster? You want it to be a B movie? Or you want it to be a dud? Or the fucking movie never came out? Or it's not out. Stop killing yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Stacy Cross, and there is no E in my name. It's been a pleasure. Van Morrison will take you out. But like I said, do what you need to do on a daily basis, and you will become great at the very things that you hate. I am Stacy Cross. There is no E in my name. Follow me on all the social medias. The social medias being Twitter, Stacy A. Cross, Instagram, Stacy A. Cross, Snapchat, Stacy A. Cross, Facebook.com, Stacy Ann Marie Cross. No. The Comfort Killer on Facebook. And where else am I? I'm everywhere. Linked to me. Stacy A. Cross there, I believe. I appreciate you listening today. It's probably a long one, but it's a good one, okay? Now, let's take ourselves to the next level. I'm going to level up. This is my part right here. Right here. Hold on. I don't know why. Take it easy, ladies. I love you all. Comfort Killers, the army, stand strong at ease.